Kyoto, Japan's ancient capital, is renowned for its rich history and cultural heritage. Yet the city now faces a challenge common to many global tourist hotspots: over-tourism. In a significant move, local authorities have announced restrictions on visitor access to certain alleys in the iconic Gion district, famous for its geisha and maiko culture. Starting in April, travelers will encounter new signage in both Japanese and English, indicating that passage through certain private alleys is prohibited. Interestingly, while the English text explicitly mentions a prohibition on vehicular traffic, the Japanese wording more broadly refers to passing through, encompassing pedestrian traffic as well. Violators face a fine of 10,000 yen, roughly $68, underscoring the seriousness of this measure. The decision emerges from a growing sense of local frustration with over-tourism. Gion, with its picturesque tea houses and rich history, has been a magnet for travelers hoping to glimpse geisha and maiko in their traditional attire. However, the influx of tourists, particularly in the winding alleys of Gion, has raised concerns about preserving the district's cultural integrity and residents' quality of life. The disconnect, which has been simmering for years, was briefly alleviated during the pandemic-induced tourism ban, but has resurfaced as international travel to Japan rebounds. In 2022, Japan welcomed 22 million visitors, a significant jump from pandemic levels and approaching the 31 million visitors recorded in 2019. While the ban is confined to several blocks within Gion and public streets in the district remain open, the move reflects a broader trend in popular tourist destinations grappling with the effects of over-tourism. The local council's stark proclamation, "Kyoto is not a theme park," encapsulates a growing desire to balance tourism growth with cultural and community preservation. Kyoto's decision to restrict access to private alleys in the Gion district marks a crucial step in addressing the challenges of over-tourism. It highlights the delicate balance destinations must strike between welcoming travelers and preserving their cultural heritage. For travelers, it serves as a reminder of the importance of respecting local customs and spaces, particularly in areas with deep historical and cultural significance. Today in Travel is brought to you by The Adept Traveler, an award-winning travel agency that specializes in making travel easier for everyone. From the novice to the expert, from the able-bodied to the disabled traveler, it's our belief that everybody deserves to travel well. Until next time, travel well, my friends.